The full moon has seen it all. Her eyes do not fright or turn away when I retreat into my inner world, as I always do when there is too much going on around me. She understands that this is where I go to breathe. Under the ocean waves of my welled-up irises, amongst the endangered coral reef, filled by bold colors rinsed of fear and rich with the courage of feelings felt and risks taken. Yet, I need positive memories to lean on. My tank is empty. Eluding of pleasures and closeness have created a void. Hoped he was going to help fill it. But it was only a knife that entered, a pierced vein. I took to attacking my own flesh. Blood that overflows, and I'm alive no more. You said I was a unique gem among stones, but 10% of the world's coral reefs are already dead, and 60% risk extinction. Do you even have the slightest idea how it feels to keep on walking despite bearing a constantly broken heart? You said I felt like speed to you. Yet you've never witnessed how slow I walk, lately, today, to eternity. The full moon cares in a way that I can handle. She keeps one eye on the black beaches and dramatic waterfalls of Iceland, and the other on my crooked heart that matches the crooked clouds, crooked earth, that she views from the same distance that I view her. It is not simple. It has never been simple.